Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and another installment of our Bible on Business series. This episode, we're going to be talking about something that every single entrepreneur needs, period, but especially us as faith-based entrepreneurs, and that's endurance. The other day I was praying and the Lord placed something on my heart that I want to share with you. As many of you know, I have a mentorship program for Christian podcasters. And so I'm always praying and seeking the Lord for them as well as just this space as a whole. So whether it's content creation, podcasting, online entrepreneurship, I'm always praying and seeking wisdom on this space that we operate in. And what the Lord was sharing with me is now is not a time to look at the data. Now is not a time to look at your listenership. Now is not the time to focus too much on your numbers, your analytics, the whatever metrics that you use to measure success. Now is not a time to rely as heavily on those things as you have before. And I'm not talking about putting God first, right? So this is with the context of understanding that you're following the Lord's will above all, but you're still being mindful of the analytics and the measures of success for whatever it is that you do. So even if you have things in their proper order, now is still not the right time to read too much into it, because right now God is doing a thing to where He's bringing great judgment and great restructuring to the body of Christ and to the airwaves, whether it's TV, movies, the internet, podcasting, YouTube, whatever the case may be. God is demoting and He's promoting, He's uprooting and He's planting. And so right now, the numbers, you can't pay too much attention to them, because they are going to be misleading. And those who endure, those who are persevering, those who are faithful to complete the assignment and are not sidetracked by the numbers or the analytics, those people, when the dust settles, you are going to see the glory of God in ways that you've never seen before. You are going to see an acceleration in your platforms in ways that you have never seen before if you continue to stay the course. If you continue to stay the course. And so I heard this from the Lord and I shared it with a few people that I know who create in this online space. But anytime the Lord shares with me something, my practice is to always go back to the Word. And this is something that I want you to expect from individuals who are going to prophesy or speak, thus saith the Lord. Whatever they say should always align with the character of God based upon Scripture and based upon Scripture in context, not just bring in a bunch of scriptures together to make it support what they're saying, but what they're saying should fit the Word. So as I was going back into the Word to qualify what I was hearing for the Lord, and especially to qualify it, to be able to communicate it on this platform, where I landed at was Noah and his story. So let's first understand the times. We all know the Noah story. We've been hearing it since we were children, but let's dive deeper a bit into the times, because I believe the times of where we are in the text is very similar to what we're seeing today. So in Genesis 6 and 5, it says, "The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." So these people during this time, they were continually evil, and they just had this lifestyle of perpetual sin. Genesis 6:11 says, "Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence." We see violence so much, especially here in the United States. There's a lot of violence going on. I live in the DC area, and there's so much. There was a 14-year-old boy who ran up on a school bus and tried to shoot this other student, another teenager, in the head 3 times, and the gun kept locking. Fully loaded, it kept locking. And then him and his accomplices just pistol whipped the boy really badly and then left. But he hopped on there to murder him. Kid. But we see so much of that in this area. Other major cities, we see so much violence that is taking place. We see how people's heart are evil. People are greedy. People are lovers of themselves. During this time, there were also these unnatural unions and marriages happening. The people were extremely rebellious. Genesis 6:6 tells us, "And the Lord regretted that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him to his heart." So as we could see, the Lord was fed up with the state of his creation. And I believe the same is true now, that the Lord is fed up with the corrupt nature of how we're living right now. We see so much foolishness in the pulpit. We see so many platforms that are dedicated to just tearing people down, like these Christian gossip channels. We see so many people just prophesying and lying for their own prosperity. We see people in the pulpit that are just lying and manipulating scriptures. There's just so much blasphemy happening. But at the same time, there are so many people who are, and I believe those of you who are listening to this show, you fall into this category of people who the Lord will find blameless. He will find you righteous. Let's actually go into the text. Let's go to Genesis 6. I'm going to start at verse 9, and we're going to read this story about Noah. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on earth at that time, and he walked in close fellowship with God. Noah was the father of 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. God observed all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. So God said to Noah, "I have decided to destroy all living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. Yes, I will wipe them all out along with the earth. Build a large boat from cypress wood and waterproof it with tar inside and out. Then construct decks and stalls throughout its interior. Make the boat 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. Leave an 18-inch opening below the roof all the way around the boat. Put the door on the side and build 3 decks inside the boat, lower, middle, and upper. Look, I am about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing that breathes. Everything on earth will die, but I will confirm my covenant with you. So enter the boat, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring a pair of every kind of animal, a male and female, into the boat with you and keep them alive during the flood. Pairs of every kind of bird and every kind of animal and every kind of small animal that scurries along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. And be sure to take on board enough food for you, your family, and for all the animals." So Noah did everything exactly as God commanded him. And from there, the Lord did exactly what he said. He flooded the earth. He saved Noah and everybody that was on board the boat. Once they were clear to leave the boat, he multiplied them. And he said that he was never going to flood the earth again. And Genesis 9:13, it says, "I have placed my rainbow in the clouds. It is the sign of my covenant with you and with all the earth. When I send clouds over the earth, the rainbow will appear in the clouds, and I'll remember my covenant with you and with all living creatures. Never again will the flood waters destroy all life." So we're not in a position today where we got to worry about the Lord flooding the earth. He already said he's not doing that again. But we are in a space where I believe the Lord is bringing his judgment, because that's what this was, this flood. It was judgment. And I believe we find ourselves in the same environment today. And I believe that the Lord really wants us to understand this concept of endurance so that he can use us. But God has a process. He has timing, he has a will, and he has a way. And it is important for us to stay in position. I believe that there are some of you guys right now, you are growing weary. You are growing tired. You're tired of recording. You're tired of showing up. You're tired of posting. You're tired of creating. You're tired of writing. You're tired of speaking. You're tired. You're tired. And you're tired some more. You're tired of not making money. You're tired of spending money. You're tired of losing money. You are sick and tired of not seeing the fruit of what the Lord called you to do. You're tired of looking stupid. You're tired of having to explain yourself. You're tired, and you're tired some more. But the Lord wants you to understand that endurance is what you need to focus on in this season. Not trying to figure out God, why, when. We're asking the wrong questions. What we need to do is to endure. This life, this business is going to come with its challenges, but are we going to endure? Using the same story, looking at Noah. Noah faced ridicule and disbelief from everybody around him. Them people were living their best wicked lives. It was a drought. And here this guy is building this huge, massive, we went over the dimensions, this huge, massive ark on dry land for this quote unquote flood that nobody has ever seen or heard before. It seemed absurd. And he looked crazy. The process of building the ark, even of itself, it took years. According to GotQuestions.org, some scholars believe that it took Noah 120 years to build the ark, based upon the data that we have about that time, because the Bible doesn't explicitly say. So let's say over 100 years to build this ark. And we're ready to quit off of 6 months of building a business that God has called us to build. We're ready to shut it down off of 1 year of our numbers and listenership and viewership and likes and follows not looking the way that we needed to look. Nobody looked crazier at that time than this man building his massive, massive ark for over 100 years. But he did it. He saw it through. And God was so kind, he even allowed him to see the fruit of all of that work. And I believe that God wants us to experience that type of kindness. He wants us to see the fruit of our labor. He wants us to see the manifestations of these promises. He wants us to walk into everything that he has for us, but we have to endure. We have to deal with these challenges. Our avoidant behaviors are not going to cut it. Our low tolerance for suffering is not going to cut it. We have to commit. And a part of commitment is endurance. Because as long as we waver on that, the more the enemy is going to be able to emotionally manipulate us out of position. The more the enemy is going to allow our emotions to be our God and not our Lord and Savior. When I looked up the definition of endurance, it means patience and steadfastness under the challenges that God allots in our lives. Patience and steadfastness under the challenges that God allots in our lives. Allots means to assign or distribute a share or a portion. So we all are going to have our share and our portions of challenges and of suffering. And so if we spend so much time focusing on why we're suffering, why do I have to go through this? Why? If we spend our time in a pity party, we miss out on the rewards of our perseverance and our commitment and our endurance. I saw some other definitions that I thought were worth mentioning about endurance. These come from BibleHub.com. The first one that stood out is it says, the definition of endurance is to literally remain under the load. So this is us willfully deciding that all of these burdens, all of this suffering that is our portion given to us by the Lord, we are going to choose to remain under it. That's what enduring means. I know that it is nature, like it's human nature for us to run away from things that bring us pain. But it's kingdom nature for us to be able to understand when we're just going through our portion of suffering and we're going to choose to stay under the load because we know the one who carries and distributes the load. For all of you that are going through a tough time in your business at this moment, in your platforms or whatever it is that you're doing, how are you positioned in relation to the suffering? Are you on the sideline looking at it and spectating, trying to figure out how it happened, trying to figure out how to get out of it? You're creating plays and a strategy to finesse your way and figure out how to overcome this situation, or are you remaining under it so that the Lord in his perfecting nature can build you and mold you the way that he intends to through this suffering?
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Are you tossing it off and trying to blame it on the enemy because you have inaccurately been taught or inaccurately are discerning that suffering must be from the enemy and it is not just simply your portion from the Lord for his divine reasons? So are you trying to toss it away, or are you going to just sit up under it? It's some stuff we just simply have to go through. We're not going to understand it. We're not going to be able to rationalize it. We are just going to have to suffer through it because it's our portion. And we got to trust God that if he divvied this up for us, that it is for a reason. That's why we have the scriptures. We have so many instances and accounts. Noah, Job, Paul, Jesus. We have so many accounts of what suffering can produce. So there's no reason why we shouldn't just take on our portion and sit up under it as a form of surrender for the Lord. I wasn't going to talk about this until later in the episode where I bring this into entrepreneurship, but I feel like for me, the last year or two has been a suffering season, and I'm just now in a space to where I'm able to just see the reason why the Lord had me there. So for example, you guys know in 2022, I purchased Anchored Media Studios. So my aunt and I are business partners. We own a co-working space and a content studio in Laurel, Maryland. It's really a flex space. People use it for events, to work. They use it for content shoots, photo shoots, podcasts, really a little bit of everything people use the studio for. Now, when we started off on this venture, I was in a place in my business, Anchored Media, which is a separate entity, same name, legally separate. So with Anchored Media, we were thriving in our podcast management, our full done-for-you service. And I had a lot of clients. I had clients who would fly in and record with me and my team, but I was having a lot of limitations of the location that I was in. At that time, I was in a co-working space. And so I'm recording a podcast. The people next door will be loud. This was around the time where video podcasts and the visuals were becoming a lot more important. And so I needed to do video, but I wasn't able to customize my space for each individual client. And I didn't want everybody's shows to look the same. My aunt, who's my business partner, is a real estate investor. At this time, she was in the process of getting another residential rental property. One day, I get my makeup done because I think I had to do a photo shoot or something. And the girl who was doing my makeup, she was in a space where she had like these different rooms that she rented out. So we were in kind of a common area and she was doing my face. And then she was telling me how, because she's done my makeup many times. So I've seen her through different spaces. And so she was saying how there are extra rooms in her space where she rented out to other businesses. She rents one out to somebody who does nails. And I think the other person does like hair or makeup, something in the beauty industry. And I was like, man, that's dope. And I was like, so you charge them rent for each room? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, do you own this building? So she was like, no, but my landlord is really cool. So I asked her, how much was she paying in rent? I ask questions I want to know the answer to. People could choose if they want to answer it or not. But when it comes to business, I want to ask real questions. So I asked her how much. She told me. And I was like, man, if you're only paying that, then I know that the mortgage of this place is a lot lower. So that just piqued my curiosity, something serious. Already had this need that was going on, but I wasn't necessarily actively looking to solve that need right then and there. It was just a pain point for me. So when I was talking to her, I'm like, I wonder how easy or how difficult it would be to buy a commercial space. So I started looking up different commercial spaces in the area. I found one. I called the realtor who was listed and I told him I wanted to see the space. I said I have this workings of this idea, but I really just want to know what's all going to go into this. And so I met this guy, very fast talking white guy, met him randomly. I brought my husband with me because I'm like, hey, I'm calling people off the internet. I don't know what's going to happen. So I need you to come. So my husband and I went and saw this building and it was like a medical facility. It was cool, but it definitely would have required way too much for us to do anything with. Now, this is before I even brought my aunt in. I'm just in a space where I'm like counting the cost, as the Bible tells us. I want to know what is all going to go into this thing that I feel like I'm going to end up needing. And even still at that time, in my mind, this was going to be something I did years from now, because that's normally how I operate, where if I have a goal or a desire, I'll think about it years in advance. So I don't like to scramble. I like to think things through as much as possible and prepare for them before going after them. So this was really no different. So I get there. My husband and I get there. We meet the guy. So I'm chatting it up with him. I'm like, hey, I've never done a commercial real estate transaction before. I said, I have a house. So I know what the residential real estate transactions are like, but what's the difference? And so he explained all that to me. It was very simple. He was like, you know, you really just need to make sure your business paperwork is in order. As far as like taxes, your business formation, you need 20%. You need a lender. And that's pretty much how that goes. And I was like, that sounds simple enough, way more simple than the home buying process. Home buying process, you got to get in people everything but a limb. So I was like, okay. Again, my aunt at this time is going through her process of purchasing a home. Didn't bring it to her yet. We're talking on the phone one day about who knows what, nothing to do with business. And so she's telling me that her real estate transaction is falling through. They were clear to close. They're supposed to be going to the closing table. And then the seller just goes MIA, like just vanishes. So the deal essentially just didn't happen. And she was frustrated by it. And I was like, dang, that's crazy. But also, have you ever thought about investing in commercial real estate? And she was like, I mean, I'd be interested if it's the right opportunity or whatever. I don't know too much about it. So I started explaining to her everything that I was already doing. And I was like, what do you think? This is what we would have to do based off of what I know so far. Like, is this something you want to do? So she was like, yeah, let's start the process and let's just see what happens. I'm like, okay, bet. Now, throughout this whole time, I'm sitting with the Lord. I'm like, God, this is crazy. I'm surrendering this process to you. My ear is to heaven. If at any point, because I'm excited about this, and I'm like, God, this seems to be flowing really well together. But if at any point this needs to halt and I don't need to do this, I need you to let me know. Because at this point, I'm not married to any goal. I'm married to the will of the Lord. And so my aunt and I get a realtor, a commercial real estate agent to represent us. We start looking at places. Commercial real estate doesn't come as abundantly as residential and like houses and stuff like that. So the first place we saw, it was okay, but you know, I was interested. I think we did put in an offer, but it just didn't work out. We weren't tripping because we weren't in love with it. It just would have worked for what we were trying to do. When that fell through, we were like, okay, we'll just see what happens. Again, nobody is in a rush. Another space comes available, and that ends up being the space that we are in now. The owner or the seller, he had our space and then the one right next to us. Our spaces, even though it's commercial, it's like a condo. And he had two that were connected through the kitchen, but he sealed them off, and now they were two individual units. We looked at both of them. I wanted to do the one that we have, and my aunt wanted to do the other one. We ultimately ended up going with the one that the studio was in now because it had more individual rooms. And so it was very important to me because at this time, I know somebody who owns a co-working space in Baltimore. And I called her and said, hey, I'm doing something and I want to get your feedback because you have experience in this. And so she and I went to lunch one day and she just gave me the total rundown. Like, and one of the things she told me was make sure that every square foot of your property is rentable. Everything needs to make money, period. And that was one of the major things that I took into account as we were choosing a space. And so when we chose the current location that we're at now, I chose it because it had more rooms. More rooms means more income opportunities. So just like people can rent the whole space for their needs, our individual rooms are also rentable as well. So we can have somebody in the conference room and the podcast studio. We could have people in our private office. We could have people in our lounge. We could have people in our photography studio all at the same time. And that is huge as far as earning opportunity. And so that's why we ultimately chose that space. Everything was cool, like everything. And just listen to this story so far. Don't you feel as if things are lining up exactly the way that they need to? Don't you see that it seemed as if the Lord was just doing what needed to happen for this to be aligned? I did. And I mean, I had confirmation from the Lord that this was the right move. It was prophesied to me about this move by prophets that I trust, prophetic voices that I trust in my life in particular. The Lord was showing me things about this building where I had dreams. I had a dream that I did a ribbon cutting outside and I had a toddler on my hip, like holding onto my leg. I had on a yellow dress, which is Anchor Media's colors, and I had a baby in my arms. I now know that the baby was my second son. When we started this process, I only had my oldest. I did not have my baby, and I was in a process of having fertility issues with conceiving my second son. So there was so much confirmation in that this is what the Lord had. And it was some bonus confirmation that there was going to be a baby born at some point in this, which is what happened because my son ended up being born the year after we purchased this. We purchased it in 22 in May, and my son was born in May of 2023. Now, here's where endurance comes in. I give you all of the lead up to this because I want you to see how God's hand was on this whole time and how us following his hand led to a season where we've needed to endure. I'm being just 1000% transparent with you guys because I think it's necessary. When we purchased the building, another thing that was a selling point for us for this particular property was that it had tenants. I had a lot to figure out about this business. Remember, it was something I knew I needed, but there was a lot that I needed to flesh out. I needed to finish our business plan. I needed to do some tours of other spaces. I need to do so much planning wise for the business in order for me to confidently walk in this. Because yeah, it was going to be a great space for my clients and my needs, but I'm not spending this money and paying these bills for it just to meet my needs, right? It's also an income opportunity to be a business in and of itself, but I had to figure out how that business was going to go. And this was new territory for me. It's a brick and mortar business. It's a totally different concept than what I was doing previously, more on like the consulting side. So we purchased it. Again, one of the selling points was that there were tenants. When we spoke to the tenants, they told us face to face that they were going to stay in there they wanted to stay at least for about 5 more years. And they had already been there for 5. So these people had been there for a while and they weren't planning on moving. And this was great for me because I'm like, bet we close, they stay here, we collect our rent checks as landlords, and I have time to figure out the business side before I have to have that pressure of executing it. And so it all seemed to work out. We closed. And then after about 6 months, the tenants decided that they want to leave. They gave us a lot of grief early on with the transfer of the lease. And we started to see really quickly that this probably ain't going to last as long as they were trying to tell us it was going to last. Nevertheless, they stay in until, I say 6 months, but honestly, I think it was less than that. They moved out around maybe October. And we closed in May. So about 5 months. They move out unexpectedly. So now the pressure's on. We get started on renovating the building because if you ever have seen photos of Anchor Media Studios or if you guys have ever been in person, it is a beautiful, beautiful space. And I'm not just saying that because it's mine, but it's a beautiful space. And we totally renovated it. It looked nothing like it does now when we first moved in. If you go to my Instagram, I have a picture of the process or video of the process. So we start the renovation process. And my aunt, this was her area. She's a real estate investor. She's an excellent interior designer. So this was all on her. My thing was like, hey, I just want it to be gender neutral because that's important. A lot of places that people shoot content at skew feminine. So I knew it had to be gender neutral and it had to be like upscale, elevated workplace, not like just the basic stuff that you see in a lot of spaces. People are used to working at home. We want them to come to a space that is homey as far as comfort level, but it feels luxurious and it's peaceful and it's an environment conducive for productivity. So cultivating this environment was important. So I gave her my vision for that. And she just, I mean, what she was able to produce with it is fantastic. But nevertheless, I get to work on the business side. I'm working on our business plan. We pitched an investor because I wanted to get an investor on board to help with some of the financial costs and things. Around this time, I get pregnant. And while a blessing, yes, praise the Lord, more pressure because I have a new business and I have a new baby coming. And how in the world is this going to happen? And so this season was one of enduring, where when we first opened, things were very, very slow because I'm learning everything from scratch. And we had, based off of some of my relationships, we were able to get some business early on. We were listed on all the sites where people could book space, but things were just very slow. And so now I have a mortgage. We have bills, water, electric, Wi-Fi, all of the bills that go into a physical location we have. And because we're just starting out the business, the money is not there to cover these bills. So guess who has to cover the bills? Raise hand. Me. And so it was a very tough time because at this time, Anchored Media, my other business, is doing very successful, but it's an expensive business. I have full-time employees on staff. And at the time I was dealing with clients where because podcasting was growing as it was, yes, I was getting more clients, but the quality of the clientele that I had was not it. I was dealing with a lot of people who didn't respect my team, people who just were trying to get in for a money grab and not people who felt authentically called by the Lord to this space. And I got into a space in my business where I felt like I had to work to make money because I had people to pay. And I have now had this new bill with the new bills with this studio to take care of. And it drained me. Y'all, there were moments I woke up and I would sit on the edge of my bed and I would bawl my eyes out because I just did not want to face the day. There were times where I didn't want to open my computer. I didn't want to check my emails. I did not want to face the reality of business because on all fronts, it was stressful. It was stressful to deal with things with my clients. I made some wrong hiring decisions in some way, so I'm dealing with some repercussions of that. I was dealing with the pressure of having to make sure my team was paid, their benefits and such were paid. So I felt like I had to work in order to live, and I didn't become an entrepreneur for that. And I was living in a space where I was operating in my own strength. And not walking in the confidence of it all being surrendered to the Lord. And my own strength was crippling me. It was leaving me very stressed, very frustrated. And so here I am in this suffering. So this was my suffering. I got a mortgage to pay. I got people to pay. I got benefits to pay. I have a baby on the way. I got to honor my body and take care of my body, but I'm under a lot of stress. I got to prepare for a new child coming into our home. My son was getting ready to go into school for the first time, private school at that. So that means another bill. I was not going to put my son, well, he was too young to go to public school, but I was not going to put my son into no like budget educational facility. That's a big no for me. One of myself and my husband's core values is education. We are big on education for our family, and my kids will always have the best education. That is a non-negotiable for me. So we're preparing for that. And the bill that comes along with that, it was stressful. This was suffering. I felt hard pressed on every side. I woke up feeling like I couldn't breathe because there was so much going on. And so many times I would question everything. Like, how did I get here? God, is this really what you want me to do? God, should I not have done this? What, like, how? Why? All of the things that come natural when we respond to things in our humanity and don't respond to things in wisdom. And so eventually I got to the point where I said, Lord, I understand that endurance and perseverance is a part of this life. I understand that suffering is a part of it. And I would much rather suffer with you then suffer away from you. So help me through this. And as I would cry and get it all out every day, I would say, God, help me through this. And let me tell y'all something. I'm being long-winded for a reason because I want you to hear my heart. I think a lot of times when people tell their stories or their business journeys, we see the success, the money, and all the things. If you come to Anchor Media Studios, you'll see a beautiful place. You see how much people love it. Every time we post, you see people who comment about how they love it. But I need you to understand the suffering, though. I need you to understand that it didn't start that way. It wasn't perfect. And so as I sat with the Lord and I asked him to help me to suffer through, to help me to endure, that I was going to surrender all of my pain and my emotions to him. And I did. And as I did that, the Lord gave me a lot of instructions. He comforted me and he sat in that space with me, but he also gave me instructions, some of which felt humiliating. One of my biggest instructions was to cut the expenses for my business significantly, because one of my biggest issues with my business, Anchor Media, at that time was we've grown to great levels of success with this service, but I don't enjoy this. And so I want to scale back from that to be able to serve a handful of the people that I know I'm called to work with and that I love, and not feel like I have to take on clients for the sake of the business. And so I had to eliminate anything that put me into that position. And a big part of that was my overhead costs. And that felt extremely humiliating. I remember when I laid off some members of my team, I cried. I couldn't even get the words out. It was myself and my husband on the call. I cried. I could not be on camera, which made me upset because I like to look people in their eyes when I talk to them, because I believe it's a respect thing and a sincerity thing. And so I started off on camera, but I had to cut my camera off because I was broken and I was bawling. I couldn't even talk. I was bawling my eyes out. But I had to do what I had to do. After that, the Lord gave me other instructions and I just continued to follow it. And I've been vocal about one of those instructions being to slow down. So I had to restructure how I was doing everything. Stop taking clients. Like I said, eliminating a lot of my overhead, going through all of my bank statements and eliminating things that I don't necessarily need, simplifying my process to where they're the simplest and the least expensive. Like, there were just so many steps that the Lord gave me, and many of them I cried through because they were tough. But let me tell you, the Lord provided. There were times when my husband and I did our taxes, he was like, I genuinely don't understand how we were still profitable after all that we went through that year. But that was the Lord. And towards the end of last year, everything just changed. And it's not a result of anything I did. I believe it's a result of my obedience and my faithfulness and my perseverance. However, my works and my business acumen didn't produce the levels in which the Lord provided. We had somebody come to the studio who was interested in office space. So we have a private office within the studio that's available for lease. Somebody came in. At first, a counterfeit came, and I was so mad because these people found us online. They came in. They just wanted to be nosy. They ain't had a budget, nothing. Totally wasted my time. I was extremely upset because I needed, you know, this revenue to come in for the business. And I said, you know what, God? Cool. Not my will. Let your will be done. Well, prayerfully, the next one is the right one. Somebody else comes in. This person's a doctor who is opening up their own practice, and they needed somewhere for them and their team to work while their office was under construction. So this person ends up leasing an office space with us. Just like that, things changed. All of these bookings start coming through. People start posting us and sharing us and leaving reviews. And we're becoming popular on places like Peerspace that we're listed on. All of these bookings start coming through. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bookings every weekend. Booked from like Q4 to like Q3 was the first time we got a break. All weekends were booked. It came from the Lord. To this day, at the studio, we have churches and organizations. I just brought on a new person who signed a lease for our office space. Our office, after the doctor moved out, became available again. And now somebody else is moving to that space. We have a church who uses the space weekly. We have another church who uses it for their meetings weekly as well. So now we have monthly recurring revenue that takes care of all of our bill. And that doesn't even include the money we get from all the bookings that we get. And the Lord just opened the door on the Anchored Media side. By me following the Lord, I have built a business that is still financially successful. And it is something that doesn't take a lot of my time. I can dedicate my days to spending time with my now 15-month-old during the day, and my business still run. I have clients that I love, and they love me back, that we do great work for, and that are manageable and that I'm excited about. I'm back to being fulfilled and financially free as a result of sitting under my suffering, as a result of endurance, and better than what God has done as far as what He's produced, who He's created me into. Outside of that, the diamond I believe that pressure has made me into is something I can only attribute to the goodness and the masterful planning of my Heavenly Father. And so I take a long time to tell this story because I wanted you to hear how it started and how His hand was on it, how He led us right into the wilderness, and how He led us in the promised land. And this is not even close to what He has for us, but it is very far from where we came from. So whatever it is that you may be facing in your business, I want you to endure. I want you to get into a position of boldly going under that suffering, because it is that faith. It's faith that causes you to do that, because you trust God enough to know that if I'm going to sit under this and under Him, that there is a reason for it. And that reason is something I may not understand. I may not be able to comprehend. I may not even live long enough to see the fruit of it, but I want to obey and serve my God enough to where I am going to sit right here until He tells me to move. I'm going to sit under this suffering and endure and let it make me into anything that the Lord has. But as long as I'm in His will, I'm good. That is the position that we have to be in with these businesses. Let me calm down, because I'm hype, as y'all can tell. But I just feel the presence of God so strongly. And I didn't even plan to tell that story at that time or go into that much detail. But this podcast, like I said, is Holy Spirit led, and it's going to stay that way. And so I hope that you have been encouraged by that testimony. I pray that you send it to somebody who needs that encouragement, who needs to see what and understand and feel and know that they're not alone. And yeah, we read these stories in the Word. Sometimes we do need our own personal testimony. So I pray that my testimony, coupled with you going back to your Word, gives you the encouragement that you need to stay the course. Y'all know I'm a practical girl, so I do want to give a couple points for you to take so that you can embody this level of endurance in your own journey. I'm going to go through them quickly because I feel like we accomplished exactly what we needed to in this episode, but I do want to make sure you have this as well. The first thing I want you to write down is have faith in the unseen. When we talk about Noah, Noah built the ark without any visible signs that the flood was coming, that a flood was coming, that a flood was even a thing. He had no visible signs, but he trusted in the Lord's instruction. Even if this current season in your business, there are no visible signs that the Lord is going to show up, trust in His instruction. In the midst of my endurance, I had no visible signs in so many ways, but the Lord kept showing up. As I sat at the studio today, even, I just sat and I cried at the goodness of God. Where I'll ask people, how did you find us? And they'll be like, I don't know. The Lord, they don't know that, but I know. When people who listen to this podcast, I don't even know how I came across this show. The Lord, I know. So trust even if you don't see. That's faith, confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen. The second thing I want you to write down is persevere through the challenges. A great example of that is Job. James, you could read the whole book of Job, but in James 5 and 11, it says, "We give great honor to those who endure under suffering. For instance, you know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how the Lord was kind to him at the end, for the Lord is full of tenderness and mercy." The third thing I want you to write down is endure through delayed gratification. When things seem like they're taking way too long to come to pass, endure anyway. A great example of this is Abraham. He waited a very long time for his promise of a son to be fulfilled. He and Sarah endured periods of doubt and waiting, but their faith was rewarded. And it tells us this in Romans 4, 20 and 21. It says, "Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. He was fully convinced." This is one of my favorite texts. "He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises." I need y'all to be fully convinced on your entrepreneurship journey that God will do what he said he will do. Period. The fourth thing, trust God's timing. Are you willing to wait longer than expected if that's God's will for you? Ask yourself that question. Y'all know we love asking hard questions around here. Ask yourself that question. If the answer is no, I'm not willing to wait, surrender that to the Lord so that you can address it. An example of this in the Bible is Joseph. He endured so many years of hardship, sold into slavery, later in prison, all before he rose to power in Egypt. He had endurance and he had trust in God's timing, and that eventually led to the fulfillment of God's plan for him to save many people's lives in a time of famine. And then number five, lastly, know that your endurance is going to encourage others. The ultimate example of this is Jesus. Jesus endured on that cross, y'all. He knew that his suffering would lead to salvation all who would believe in him. And his sacrifice, his showcase of endurance, it brought hope. It brought salvation to this wicked world. It brought salvation to us. And I'm so grateful for it. Know that your endurance will provide so much encouragement to others. I pray that my endurance in this area that I shared with you provides encouragement for you. I didn't go through all of that for no reason. All the other areas that I've suffered in over the course of my life were not for just for funsies. It was for a reason. Some I brought on myself. Others were the portion that was prescribed to me by my father, and I just had to endure through it. And I've been able to speak on this show for 7.5, almost 8 years, encouraging people. The Lord will do the same for you. He will not let this season be in vain. So endure, sis, endure. That's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.